The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn joined by Stephen Powell to look ahead to the 2000 Guineas, amongst other races. Hello, Mr. Powell. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Dunn. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good form.
Excellent.
You're going down to Newmarket, aren't you?
I am, yes. Very much looking forward to a cracking weekend at HQ. And what a rip-roaring renewal it is of the Guineas as well on Saturday.
Absolutely. I don't think there's... In my memory, because always the Guineas for me is something that is sort of underhyped, if you like.
Yeah.
In comparison to other races, yep, like the Derby, the Ledger, even jumps races,
yeah,
people get really worked up about.
Giddy.
The Guineas always just seems to be sort of like, And I can see why, but this race really does get the juices flowing.
It does. Yeah. When you look back, the Racing UK was showing some... Guineas highlights the other day that I was watching, and it's been some great renewals in the last 10 years. Obviously Frankel's probably Frankel's the standout one, but See the Stars, New Approach, and Henry the Navigator are just a nose between them at the end, and there have been some great renewals, and I mean last year's was good, Dawn Approach and Toronado battling it out as well. So but I think this year's is special.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get to that race in a few minutes. We'll start by looking at the 240. It's the first race that we're going to look at. It's the Palace House Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 5 furlongs. 12 runners got to post in this one. It's always tricky betting in these races because the slightest little thing can make such a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Pearl Secret is a horse that was really, really well... I wouldn't say well touted, well thought of.
Yes, but no, I think well touted is fair.
Yeah.
Actually, that's exactly what I've written on my my notes.
I haven't actually seen those.
Yes, great minds.
But I was very impressive at Nottingham on seasonal reappearance on ground that probably won't have suited, or maybe will have done. But
he has got bits of form on soft ground.
He does.
Yeah, the thing that would concern me is that he actually has never won on ground quicker than good.
Mm.
It's good to firm good in places. They've got each plans to water, so it might dry out a shade further, and it going the other way would concern me.
And the rattling ground will play into the hands of Soul Power.
Indeed.
Who won this last year.
Yeah, he's got a great record in this race, actually, Soul Power. We'll start with him. He's a stalwart, isn't he, now, of these sprints. Been around for a long time, still very consistent, tries his best, loves fast ground. He's been fourth, third, and won this race in 3 tries at it, including winning last year when he beat Kingsgate Native. And he won this race last year, having run in Maidan on 2 occasions, which he's done this year as well, and comes here with Ryan Moore, riding for Eddie Lynham. And he's very solid, and he's the one with the form in the book, the course form in the book. We know how he sort of races, we know his traits, and he's very solid, actually, Soul Power. And he's the one that the others... I don't think there'll be many that finish in front of him, put it that way.
Yeah, he's the solid horse in the race, and it might be that you can have a little each-way maggoty bet on him, if you like.
Yeah, if you can get 5-1,
do
an Andy Holding-style bet on him, then you will get a tremendous run for your money, without doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of other horses, one of my favourite horses from last year, Movie Star, runs again.
Mm. Are you going for the Movie Star angle? Not Mo Fiesta?
This annoyed me because I watched this horse at Doncaster and I can't remember who was commentating that day. The commentator called it Movie Star, but the PA was Moviesta, and that frustrated me greatly.
You see, but I'm thinking if they wanted to call it Movie Star, why didn't they put an R on the end?
I don't know.
Or put 2 separate words.
But Moviesta's not a word.
No, but Neither's Iptisam or Justinio, and they're running in this race.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I can see where you're coming from. What are you? What do you think?
Well, the vast majority seem to go with movie star. So I'll probably side on that. Right, I think. Okay. Well, what I will do,
Brian Smart's horse,
because I'm obviously I will be on the PA at Newmarket over the weekend. Probably have some sort of liaise with the commentator and the judge. And so we all sing from the same hymn sheet.
And who owns Movie Star?
It's Mr. Redknapp, isn't it?
It's Harry Redknapp. Ask him if he's there.
Yeah. All right, Harry. Are they playing tomorrow, QPR?
They will be. It's the final day of the championship.
So, yes, it is. But he won't be there then.
Yeah, he might be.
Unless they've got a late kickoff and he makes a mad dash.
12:15 kickoff.
No, then.
No, not going to happen. So that's movies out. We should probably talk about the horse's form.
Yeah, really. Yeah. In fairness to him, he improved throughout last year at a very good level through some very good handicaps. First folly into group company resulted in a good win at Glorious Goodwood. He was last in the Nunthorpe, but the fact that we haven't seen him since then would suggest to me that maybe something was just, you know, a little bit amiss after the Nunthorpe. Nothing serious. So they thought, we'll put him away and bring him back next year. And generally, horses who do well as a three-year-old sprinter can only get better, because it's very hard to be a good three-year-old sprinter.
Yeah.
And I think he will be riding the mix as well.
Okay. In terms of others, you've got old favourites like Eaton Rifles, Kingsgate Native.
Yeah. Kingsgate Native won the Temple last year, was second in this race before that. Generally goes well fresh, Kingsgate Native. Mm-hmm. Obviously nine now. Whether he's as good as he was, I'm not sure. His form rather petered out a little bit after the start of the season. So I think if you're going to catch him, it may be early doors like tomorrow.
Jim Crowley takes the ride as well, which is, I don't think he's ridden it before. No, Shane Kelly's been riding it recently.
So,
okay, so, I mean, we could go through all of these and you could say they all have a chance because
it's the sort of race.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more I will mention in a positive light is Hot Streak. Mm-hmm. Very impressive when he won the Cornwallis at Ascot last year. And the three-year-olds haven't got a terrible record in this race. 6 from 20. 6 winners in the last 20 runnings of the race. And was just touched off in the middle park by a stare. Back to 5, I think, will suit. And it wouldn't surprise me again, another who ran a good race. I mean, I might just... The 5 that I've marked off on the paper in front of me, Kingsgate Native, Movie Star, Pearl Secret, Soul Power and Hot Streak, put them in some sort of box tri-cast.
Okay.
Maybe hope to hit the target with those. They are the best horse in the race on what we've seen is Soul Power.
Mm-hmm. And on ratings.
And on ratings is Soul Power. Mm. I will take him and Movie Star as the two against the field.
Yeah.
I want to see Pearl Secret do it before I support him.
Absolutely.
Kingsgate Native is untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. And Hot Streak, as a three-year-old coming against some good older sprinters, might be tricky for him. Despite the fact he receives weight, it's not a great deal on the weight for age scale for sprint races. So... those will be the two I'll go with.
I think I'm very keen on Soul Power in this one.
Yeah. If you push me out of the two, I'd go with Soul Power as well. But I think Movie Star, there might be more to come from him.
Okay, next up is the 310. It is the Catawba Stock Jockey Club Stakes, a Group 2 contest over a mile and a half. Mm. 9 runners going to post in this one. It's a tricky race, this. Trading Leather is a warm order at the head of affairs, and probably deservedly so.
Yeah.
By far the highest rated in the race. Well, actually, not by far. Sorry, I haven't... One escaped my glance there. Penglai Pavilion. Only just rated inferior to Trading Leather. But,
although he's the difference in ratings is not a great deal, the difference in form is actually quite wide.
Well, it's when you look at the horses that have beaten Trading Leather.
Yeah.
In fact, ever. Battle of Marengo, King's Barnes, Libertarian, Magician, Novelist, Declaration of War, and The Fugue. That suggests that this is a very, very good horse. And he doesn't win, perhaps, with the regularity that you'd want, perhaps.
Well, I don't know, but...
But like we said, he's coming up against great horses.
Yeah.
This is... It's not a fantastic renewal.
It's not a... No, it's not the highest quality renewal of the race, I would say. Trading Leather won the Irish Derby, was second in the King George, the International, and the Irish Champion. And he ran creditably in all of those races. Enough for me to think that he can beat these, to be honest. Time's up, the trip's not far enough for him. Mm-hmm. Brass Ring, he's got a big step up, more required, but I'm intrigued that John Gosden's going to run him anyway when he's still in a rated 98. Gospel Choir for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore, fourth and the Earl of Sefton on return, but every time, the twice he's running group company, he's been well beaten. Penglock Pavilion was fifth behind Trev in the Arc. Which was a decent run, 7th in Dubai. So I'd expect him to maybe... He's second best in for me, Penglai Pavilion, which is what the figures say, basically, but a distant second. And I think there might be an improved... Pethers Moon, I think, might hit the frame, actually, here. He ran well at Glorious Goodwood when he won, and it was very impressive when he won a listed race at Kempton at the back end. And I'd take him as the one to chase home, Trading Leather. But for me, the only Group 1 horse in the race is Trading Leather, yep. And he should win.
Agreed. Okay. The final race that we'll look at is the 2,000 Guineas.
Oh, what a cracking renewal.
The 206th running of this one, a Group 1 contest over a mile. There's 14 runners down to go to post. And without exception, I'd say they all deserve their place there. There's not... Usually you can look at someone and just go, no way.
Yeah.
The outsider, at least on ratings, Master of the World, sorry. Is a horse I really, really like. It won't be winning.
No, but he's a nice
horse. But I really like the horse.
Yeah.
I'll be getting an email this evening in my tracker notification telling me that it's running.
It's gonna run.
I won't be backing it, but some really lovely types here.
Yeah, it is a cracking race. Cracking race. We'll spin through some of the... I mean, it shows that it's such a good race when Outstrip, who's got some great form from last year, culminating with a very good win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at Santa Anita, is 25-1 or there...
28-1
or thereabouts. Well, exactly. Shifting Power, who is the man of Frank Nettori and won the European Free Handicap, is also a double-figure, huge price as well.
33s with us.
Exactly. So... It shows what a quality renewal of the 2,000 Guineas this is. We've got the intrigue of the Spanish runner as well, Nuzhar Canarias. We've got a couple of French runners in there. Obviously, Aidan O'Brien's got Australia. It's a great race. I'm going to start at the top and work through them. Australia, obviously, beautifully bred horse. By far the best, well, not by far, but one of the best bred horses in the race. Mm-hmm. By Galileo, out of a 7-time Group 1 winner in Ouija Board, Oaks, Dual Breeders' Cup, all of the above. What concerns me about Australia is the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's by a Derby winner, out of an Oaks winner. I mean, Ouija Board won at this meeting, the Guineas meeting, over 10 furlongs when she was a 3-year-old. And I just wonder if he'll have enough toe to go with the milers.
The more pacey.
Yeah, the milers in the race. We've got Kingman. I mean, everything's been said about Kingman. So impressive at Newbury.
Mm.
Really impressive. Another horse. He's bred for just about a mile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, on breeding, a mile will be at the upper limit as well. He's by Invincible Spirit, who was a Group 1 winning 6-furlong sprinter. He's out of a mare called Zender, who won won the French 1,000 Guineas.
Mm-hmm.
So a mile should be pretty much almost bang on for him. Very impressive. He's got the best form. Had a little drop of rain, which will help him as well. And he's undoubtedly the one to beat. Kingston Hill, really impressive when he won the Racing Post Trophy, beating Johann Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
Only one horse has ever done the Racing Post Trophy Guineas double, which was Camelot. And Camelot didn't win a great Guineas for me. It was just because he was the best horse, really, as opposed to...
Yeah.
The race suiting him.
See, I do like Kingston Hill, but there's too much... going against it.
Yeah, exactly.
We've never encountered ground like this.
I like all these horses.
Yeah, but yeah.
In that sense, I know.
I think Kingston Hill will win some nice races this year.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that he's going to be one of them.
No, I agree with that. Nuzhar Canarias, who was second in the Prix Jean-Luc Lagardère at the back end of last year, absolutely bolted up on his return at La Zarzuela, which I believe is in Madrid, on his return to action.
Okay.
Christoph Sumiar, good jockey booking, obviously.
What's the quality of racing like in Spain?
Not good.
Is it not?
No.
Because we never mention it, do we? No. I mean, we get sort of, obviously, French racing is very prominent.
Yeah.
But even, you know, Marco Botti sends a lot of his horses back to Italy.
Yeah.
So at least that gets a bit of coverage. Germany, of course, have got some nice group races.
Mm.
Nothing in Spain?
Nope.
Is there a Spanish derby?
Yeah, there is. They've got their own sort of framework, as most countries have, but the... If in Spain, if they want to win if they've got a good horse and they want to win a good race, they leave Spain.
Mm. Just you don't see it. Often,
yeah, very rare. Very rare. The last good Spanish horse was Equiano.
Yes, that was the only one I could think of in recent memory.
So.
But I mean, you get Hungarian horses coming over and things like that.
But even the Hungarian horse, he'd have his one run a year in Hungary to satisfy the locals, sort of thing, and then he'd go off to Germany, France, Britain, wherever. So, really, probably shouldn't be good enough, Nuzhar Canarias, but it'd be great if he could be involved.
Yeah.
And then we get to the bottom two, Tamor, who is currently priced at...
6-1.
Wow.
Each way bet to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed he's 6-1. I really am. I thought, I wouldn't say he was impressive when he won the Craven, but he did its job. He did his job there. Obviously, he's winning the National Stakes, and his form with Ertegaal has been really well boosted from their first meeting over at Leicester last year. Ertegaal's been unbeaten since then and lines up in the race as well. And then War Command at the bottom. How many times do you get the Dewhurst and Craven winner? Coventry winner. Sort of third in, fourth in some places.
9-1, fourth in others.
So, and people are like, oof. It is a great race. If I was going to have a bet, I would back Tamor. Because I think that 6-1 with us at William Hill is bizarre, to be honest. But I do still think, I know it's not original, but I do think Kingman's the most likely winner.
See, I couldn't back Kingman at the price.
I wouldn't back him. And if you gave me money, I wouldn't back him. But when I go through it and go through the negatives and positives of horses, he still comes out on top. One that I do think will run well is Outstrip. I think Outstrip will run a good race.
At 28.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I think the decent ground will suit him.
Okay.
And he's been laid off from Dubai and had a nice break since Santa Anita.
Yeah.
So I think Outstrip will run a good race at that price. But I could say the same for Ertegaal. I could say the same for Knight of Thunder. I could say the same for Shifting Power. It's a fantastic race.
For what it's worth, I think I'd be willing to take the two Aidan O'Brien horses. Australia, and I'm really keen on War Command at the price.
Yeah, I think War Command. Ryan
Moore. If I am going to have a bet in the race, I think it will be War Command each way.
Yeah, I wouldn't try and dissuade you from doing that. I just think for me, Tamor maybe more likely to hit the frame.
Yep.
War Command won a couple of weaker races for me last year, I thought.
Hmm.
I mean, his defeat of Cable Bay, in theory.
Oh, in comparison.
He's not good enough to win this, but I completely see where you're coming from.
Okay, fair enough. Right, you've given us three picks at Newmarket. Could you sum them up, please, Mr.
It's going to be Soul Power in the Palace House, but Keep Your Eye on Movie Star, I think he'll go well. Trading Leather's got the best form and should win the Jockey Club Stakes. And the Guineas, it's not original. Kingman is the most likely winner for me, but it is a fantastic renewal. And if I was going to have a bet, I would back Tamor each way.
Excellent. Enjoy the action, Steve.
I will. Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.